You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're in the last segment. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Vivian, but we've got a caller.
Phone call.
All right, we'll do a quick phone call, then we'll talk about Vivian. Hey, Miguel, what's up?
Hey, Jim, is this the line for the free Heat ticket?
Hey, now. Well, you know, call back. I'll get you Marlins tickets. That I got. The Heat ticket's not so real. But how you doing, Miguel?
I'm doing well. Hey, man, I couldn't agree more with what you were talking about as far as finding good deals and sourcing them. You know, we had just gone off the phone maybe an hour before you got off the show. So, yeah, man, couldn't agree more, and happy to see that Vivian's doing well.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to grabbing a coffee. Don't say much more. We don't want anybody else jumping on our deals.
Exactly. I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it, Miguel. Thanks for calling in and giving us some great positive energy on the show today.
Thank you, Jim.
Talk okay, let's talk a little bit about Vivian. You heard Miguel talking about Vivian. Vivian's being watched by people all across the world, actually. We've gotten calls and email stuff, 350, 400 likes on stuff. She's just a force of nature, and that's good because what we're trying to do is get the word out about living donors, kidney donation. We'll get Vivian on the show soon. She'll talk to people about what made her kidneys fail so we can hopefully have people that'll avoid doing that. But Vivian is doing great. She's home now. She's resting. I love her dearly. I'm on my way back to see her after this today. Honey, by the way, feel better. You got a little sniffles. We got to be careful with that. So take a little Advil. I'll come home and I'll hug and kiss you. I promise. But when Vivian and I go out, we wear masks. We're the masked Avengers when we go out. People don't even look funny at us. They kind of really smile and feel good because I think intuitively they know kind of what's going on. It's two people in love trying to get their world back in order and moving forward. And that woman powers me. Well, the radio show is all from her. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have the radio show. It was sort of her idea and her format. And when she comes back, she's going to help me make the radio show even better. Honey, I don't think people mind me telling you over the radio that I just absolutely love you and you rock my world. Now, what's been going on? We've been going to appointments. If you're looking on Facebook, that's the appointment list. I got like 52 pages of appointments. We put them in. I got an appointment I put in for July. We're going to see her surgeon in July. She had a great surgery, a great outcome. They love her. They keep reducing her medications for rejection because she's getting such a great result. Betty DiMartino, the beautiful living donor. I went to Barry's the other day in Coconut Grove and saw her lovely daughter. We gave a hug and talked about it. Betty is a little uncomfortable, but she's going to have a good recovery. And, you know, you look in her face and you just see the face of God. She's just the most beautiful, giving, loving person. No one could do more for somebody than what Betty did for us. And we love her. We love her dearly. So if you want information about organ donation, you can call the Miami Transplant Institute. You can send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness. I'm happy to forward you to wherever I think they might be able to help. But the main thing is that my girl, Vivian, is getting better. In a few months, we'll be able to go places. We're making plans to go to Atlanta to be with our family for my mom's 80th anniversary. We're going to take her up there. We're finally making plans for the future. We're finally beginning to stop living day by day. And Betty DiMartini, it's all because of her. The woman is a complete blessing. And we need to come together as a community. You heard our first guest talking about it, Allie, about community housing. You heard me talking about it now with the kidney donation. But the thread through it all is love and caring and respect for one another. And I think that's the last thing I'm going to say on the show today is that we got to have more respect and caring for one another. Yeah, we work hard. We get good grades. We make money. But we also got to care about one another so that we get along and have a community and an environment that we live in that's tolerable, especially as more and more people live in this small, finite space.